Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, April 26th. Gray County Council has given its conditional support to TC Energy's proposed pump storage facility in Meaford. The county's endorsement hinges on the results of environmental and impact assessments and the approval of Saugeen Ojibwe Nation. Shirley Keevney is a county councillor and Meaford's deputy mayor.
I believe we will never know if this project could be good for Gray County without the next phase, which is the assessment process.
TC Energy's pump storage project still needs various provincial and federal approvals. Meanwhile, County Council also agreed to award the construction contract for the redevelopment of Rockwood Terrace. The full cost of the Durham long-term care home is pegged at around $91 million, the largest capital project in the county's history. The province is co-funding it and still needs to sign off. Work is expected to begin by mid-June. Kim Wingrove is Gray County's CAO.
We expect to have the project completed in January of 2027.
The president and CEO of South Bruce Gray Health Center assures there are no plans to close the Durham Hospital after a decision this week to relocate all of its inpatient beds. They'll be moved to Kincardine and Walkerton, while emergency care will continue to be offered in Durham from 7 to 5 daily. It's the latest service delivery change made by South Bruce Gray Health Center as it contends with a long-term nursing staff shortage. Nancy Shaw is the hospital organization's president and CEO.
Gray Health Center remains committed to providing access to care in all four of our communities. There are no plans to close the hospital.
The MPP for Bruce Gray Owen Sound, Rick Byers, says the ministry and Ontario Health will continue to work with South Bruce Gray on long-term solutions to providing health care.
I look over Bright Shore's six hospital system, including many up in rural and much smaller. They've had no closures. Hanover has been open, so I'm encouraging her and the organization to work with the other hospital corporations to see if there's ways to, work together.
The National Day of Mourning is coming up this weekend, and the Grey Bruce Labor Council is hosting a few events to remember workers who have been killed or injured on the job. Labor Council Vice President Dave Trumbull says the first is at 11 this morning at Heritage Square in Hanover, and there's another in Chesley Sunday.
Feel free to come and participate, to be part of it, and to take the time to recommit to making our workplaces as safe as possible.
Trumbull says between 60 and 100 people die every year in Ontario from work-related injuries. And Honda officially announced it will be building an electric vehicle assembly plant in Alliston, Ontario. The $15 billion project will include $5 billion in provincial and federal funding and will be operational by 2028. The plant's expected to create 1,000 jobs. All right, time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a higher open this morning after strong earnings reports from Google parent Alpha and Microsoft. Futures contracts up in pre-market trading. Yesterday, a broad sell-off. The Dow was down 375 points to 38,085. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed lower as well. Well, the TSX had a flat close, up slightly, 11 points, 21,885 at the bell. Bitcoin is trading slightly lower this morning, a half point at around 64,200 US. The price of oil is up a half percentage point to just over 84 per barrel, while gold is slightly higher as well at 2,360 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 73.21 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead with the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Two games in the NHL playoffs last night. Carolina and Florida took 3-0 series leads. The Blue Jays lost to Kansas City in a rain-shortened game. Jays return home tonight to start a series with Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers. NBA playoffs winners were Denver, Orlando, and Philadelphia. NFL draft, Chicago took USC quarterback Caleb Williams first overall. And I was lucky enough to call games on Hockey Night in Canada and meet Bob Cole for almost 50 years. He was our soundtrack for hockey.
Look at Lemieux! Oh my heavens! What a goal! What a move! Lemieux!
Bob Cole passed away at the age of 90. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Owen Sound attack goalie Carter George made 26 saves as Canada beat Sweden 6-3 to open the men's U18 Hockey Worlds in Finland. Canada takes on Czechia later today. And it's game one between Hanover and Clarington in the Smalls Cup semifinals at the P&H Center tonight. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Graber's Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weekend weather's up next. A nice spring day, sunshine and a high of 15, then clear sky through the evening tonight, increasing cloudiness overnight with rain beginning, a low of 7, and for the weekend, periods of rain tomorrow, possibly a thunderstorm, a high of 16, cloudy, chance of some showers, and 19 on Sunday.